three generations of the Carter family made the short trip to the Charlotte Convention Center.
My daughter wanted to miss school just to see Michelle Obama.
That's King Carter, the 31-year-old dad. His mom didn't want to miss it either.
This is just history, being able to see the first black first lady.
Several people in the crowd say they get more excited to see Michelle Obama than anyone else in politics. You could hear it when she walked on stage.
Look at you all!
Obama's speech was all about turning that excitement into votes for Hillary Clinton. She pitched Clinton's experience.
Right now, we have an opportunity to elect one of the most qualified people who has ever endeavored to become president.
How her policies line up with President Obama's.
You will decide whether we have a president who believes in science and will combat climate change or not.
And how competitive North Carolina is. She said in 2008,
if just two or three folks per precinct had gone the other way or stayed at home, Barack would have lost this state. But then let's not forget what happened in 2012. Barack actually did lose this state by about 17 votes per precinct.
Her numbers are off. The difference was actually about 5 votes per precinct in the win and about 34 in the loss. But in both, North Carolina was one of the most competitive states in the country, and polls show that trend continuing this year. Her messages resonated with Carol Harris from Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Probably the most important thing she can do is continue to emphasize the impact the outcome will have on Barack Obama's legacy.
Her daughter, Kim Weaver, adds,
I think the importance is really helping with the younger generation, the millennials, and helping to get them inspired, helping to make them feel more comfortable with voting for Hillary and supporting Hillary.
31-year-old King Carter agrees. He says it's especially important for other African Americans to see the First Lady involved in the campaign.
Because we look up to her because of her position, it's important for her to, you know, just tell us who she endorses because we trust in her.
Michelle Obama went to Raleigh for her next campaign stop. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.